Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Damn, you look sun-kissed. I don't know why.
I am sun-kissed.
Why is that? Is that because
I got back in Delray Beach, Florida.
Delray Beach. A lot of tennis is going on in Delray Beach.
Yeah, it was fun. It was, you know, a family wedding, so relaxed.
Yeah. I saw your pictures with your whole family. Your brother was there.
Yes, they're the background on my little phone. Yeah.
Is that your Samsung Galaxy?
Yes.
Oh my God, what a beautiful.
And I was like, Mom, Dad, look how great the photos are.
May I hold it?
Of course you can. I'm just turning it on for you.
Oh my God.
You and Carson looked very sharp, I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
The way you said that makes it seem like she wouldn't normally look sharp.
I think it was more to me. He knows how chic Buck Carson is.
Can I give a quick plug to Samsung? Because I will say this.
Isn't it the best photo?
I was going to say, I have always been an iPhone person myself.
No filter that was literally just taken. And I showed my brother's girlfriend and she was like, do you not have a filter on that to like help our skin? I was like, there's no filter. This is just the photo taken.
To be fair, whatever's going on in the Karp family genetics in terms of skin, it's working for you people.
I'll let my parents know.
It's just, it literally looks like you were all born with a filter. I don't know.
I know,
it's
we
weird.
Were all born Snapchat filters.
Is that the Karp filter that
it
we
is
need?
The Karp filter. It okay. is that you need it. But yeah, it was fun. Good wedding, you know, and now I'm going to Denver this weekend for a bachelorette party.
Can you ever just relax, Darren?
No.
Are you going to be smoking legal weed in Denver?
I am
Denver?
Going to be smoking so much legal
because
weed.
Because it's legal, folks, so let her live her life.
In Denver.
Yeah,
Denver.
Just Denver.
And we're going axe throwing, which I'm pretty excited about.
Okay.
I will film. I will make sure that, like, I'm going.
No, I don't want you to.
Okay, well, I'm going.
No, you're not.
Sweetie.
I'm coming too.
Matt's behind you.
Everyone wants to come
now.
Yeah, Jesus.
What's that?
What'd you say? Matt is the target.
Please print out. Please print out a picture of his face. I will say this. The reason I'm telling you not to do it is I have been, you know, I love Instagram. I love a meme. I love
Please
all
don't
the,
tell me about anyone like Lost an Eye.
No, nothing crazy like that. But I did just see something where a woman was throwing an axe and it, I guess, hit the butt of the axe and ricocheted and came back. Nicole is here in the studio. One of
Nicole
her friends
saw this.
She forgot we were recording
no,
a podcast.
No,
she
it's
was
fine.
Like gasping.
But that's good. That's good. It means it's just conversational. Nicole was
we
here.
We know John's
from,
not live.
Nicole,
now we know.
One of our friends here at Oxygen and Bravo is here in the studio with us. She'll be on Sunday's episode in the background as well. Nicole said she saw this. Thank you, Nicole. Wasn't it terrifying though? I'm telling you, it literally flies. If this woman didn't duck, I'll send it to you. It would have hit her square in the fucking head.
Well, I'm not going to stand anywhere near my friends who are throwing the axes.
Well, please don't do that.
I won't.
But you do have to print out a picture of Matt and put it in the Target.
Absolutely.
Please make that happen.
Absolutely.
And make sure it's filmed.
By the way, just speaking of things that we saw, did you see...
Yeah.
I think it was in the news. I want to say yesterday. We're recording this on a Wednesday. So earlier in the week.
Okay.
About a body of a woman that was found in her... I want to say son's, maybe it was grandson's backyard when he decided to renovate his house.
Yes.
And it was his mother who was killed like 20 years ago.
Yes, 20.
And they always suspected the father. They always suspected, I think her whole body.
Oh, the whole body.
And they suspected the husband forever, but they didn't have any evidence to pin it to him. And they're still kind of trying to figure out if they can.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, she was just like, they never had a body to attach to this whole thing. And so 20 years later, you know,
the son takes over the ownership of the home.
Son takes over. He wants to renovate his house.
Yep.
You know, they're excavating whatever the backyard, and he finds the remains of his
That's
fucking
so
mother.
Sad.
It is.
How old was he when this happened, I believe?
And here's
he was really young. He was young.
And part of it was...
could have been three decades ago. I don't remember.
It was like 25 years ago. I actually just read this too. And part of it was... Police interviewed the little kid, and he said, "Daddy hurt mommy," and they didn't believe what he was saying because he was seven. Even the grandparents were like, "Yeah, he just says whatever he says. Like, who knows what he's saying?" And the but
he was like, "Daddy hurt mommy, and she's not coming back."
And, yeah. And we also we should say like we don't know what happened.
Yes, this is all.
No, no, no. We don't know what happened, but I just think that like finding this body, you know, like this cold case, at least this might bring some justice to the wife.
Well, listen, I mean, I have worked on several episodes of an Oxygen show called Buried in the Backyard.
Yeah, well, this is this.
And every one of those episodes is just as shocking as what we were just describing because you can't believe these things are happening.
No, it's terrible. I mean, not to have a bad transition to something that's literally... the most excited I've ever seen you on an agenda point.
There are about 45 exclamation points for this one.
At least.
We're hyping it up, but it's not that big of a deal.
I'm just going to say this how I would say it.
Okay.
I got my Avengers Endgame tickets.
But here's how I would say it. I got my Avengers Endgame tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen.
What the fuck is Avengers Endgame?
Yeah, listen, I don't even know what we're talking
about.
Well,
guess what, guys?
Do you know?
Yes, thank you,
oh,
Nicole.
Oh, motherfucker. I never tried to invite Nicole
John and
here.
Nicole are soulmates.
Okay. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Is this why spring has sprung, John, because Nicole's here?
Yeah, oh Jesus. God. Now you have an ally. Nicole, get the fuck out of here.
Nicole, if you want to leave,
your boyfriend's
I understand.
Not listening to the show.
I know, seriously. Okay. We gave Nicole a free drink.
Okay, first of all, everyone calm down. Number two. If you don't know what Avengers Endgame is, like, it is literally going
You're
to be...
You're really popular and you hang out with a lot of people outside of your damn home. That's what that means.
The biggest movie event in history, so get ready
oh,
for it.
Oh, it's an event.
Oh, of course it is. And the reason I put it on the agenda is because the tickets for this Avengers movie went on sale last week and, like, broke the whole internet, and it was a huge debacle.
That's weird, because I was on the
you
internet.
Had no
I
idea.
Was fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I was okay.
You were good on
you
the
know
internet.
The studio's paying him $50,000 100%.
Oh, God, I wish. But let me tell you this. After a literally day-long debacle, I finally got my tickets, and they're, like, center on premiere night and at a good time. And I'm just so excited. And I know that I talk about Spice Girls all the time. I talk about David Archuleta all the time. And I talk about Harry
Serena
Potter,
Williams.
Serena Williams. This is my place.
Funko Pops.
Thank you, Matt. This is my place to be myself. And I know that those of you listening have my back. And we'll get to that in a second as
I
well.
I won't make fun of you if... mm-hmm. You can say Avengers Endgame in the same accent you say 1990.
Well, how did
Avengers
I say
Endgame,
Avengers
Endgame,
Endgame. Endgame 1990? No, that's a good point. Take a drink.
I will. I won't make fun of you if you do that for me.
Well, listen, the listeners have my back on this, and I want to bring up something that happened on a
did
previous episode.
Did you get one
episode.
Ticket or did you get two?
I got three because I have two friends that are coming with me.
Is Nicole one of those friends?
Nicole is gladly and can come anywhere
well,
she wants.
Well, she's been supporting you this entire time. I
because
think she deserves
I love
her a fucking
Nicole,
ticket.
And she's going to be the next host of the show, so in your all's faces.
She
anyway.
Will when we fire your ass for going to Avengers Endgame on premiere night.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Thank you, Nicole, for having my back, at least in the studio. By the way, Megan usually has my back too, but she's been quiet. Interesting. I don't know. I'm just going to move on from that.
Uh-huh.
I want to mention one thing. I'm just kidding, Megan. She just looked at me like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, last week we had talked about these telescope pictures on the beaches.
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure everyone in this room knows, because all of you looked at me like I'm insane. Several folks from Maryland and the Eastern Shore, which, by the way, a quick little spoiler for you is on Sunday's episode, we talk about Maryland and the Eastern Shore. It's a very exciting show. All knew exactly what I was talking about, linked me to them. They're these little keychains with little telescopes with a picture inside. And you guys had no idea what I was talking about, but I know the listeners have my back, and I just want you to know that you were wrong. There you go.
I feel like I blacked out because I didn't get any DMs of being like, no, Darren, these telescope whatever okay. the fucks exist.
For those of you listening, please DM Darren with exactly what I'm talking about. Prepare your DMs now because you're going to get a lot of messages.
Oh, you're getting doxxed
yes.
right now.
I am getting a doxxed.
And her phone number, cell phone number is 212-7... Just kidding.
Beep, beep, beep.
212-734.
212, yeah. What are the numbers he's going
Let's
for
Let's say a random number. 212-734-98.
God, someone's going to get a phone
I
call.
I don't know who that is. Good luck.
We should tell the lawyers that you did that because we're going to get in trouble.
We are, really are.
Okay, continuing on with things that I love and only me. Because, by the way, I want to make a point here.
Here we go.
I, Darren, set up our show for another shot. I include some
things. Did you just refer to yourself as me?
Did I say Darren?
You said I, Darren.
I, comma, Darren.
No, I know. I just got to rib him.
That would be a good movie. I, Darren, a movie. Anyway.
Certainly better than iRobot. That shit sucked.
I set up the show, and I always invite you, Darren, please add some things if you don't, if there's any topics.
What did I do today?
I know, you were really busy today.
I'm sorry. That was so Jersey. That shit sucked.
That shit sucked. It was bad.
You can take the
dive bar. It was like that movie AI with Haley Joel Osment.
We're at a dive bar at the Jersey Shore.
Sucked.
And Darren's like, iRobot. That shit sucked.
Listen, nothing. I'm from Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. You can take the girl out of Jersey.
I like it.
Yeah. Can't take the Jersey out of the girl, people.
Well, moving on is the thing I wanted to bring up. Yep. Have you had the pink drink from Starbucks?
No.
I don't know if we've talked about it a lot on this show, but you know, in our previous show currently where we would talk about literally anything,
yeah.
I talked a lot about the Starbucks app.
Yes,
I love a good Starbucks app where you can order ahead of time. Matt, don't distract Nicole. I need her to have my back.
He's being nice and making another drink for her.
Oh, that's nice.
We get her drunk and she'll be on your side. If she's sober, she's on my side. Trust me.
Well, I just wanted to give it a quick free advertisement here because I tried it the other day and it is so delicious. It's like, you know, the refreshers at Starbucks. You don't drink Starbucks that often, but they have these things called refreshers. There's like a key lime refresher, and it's meant to be like a refreshing citrusy drink. It's not like a latte or made with milk. It's just like a, I don't know,
quench
like a Snapple. I don't even know how to explain it. But anyway, I tried it, and the pink drink is a strawberry refresher with coconut milk, which is very light and, you know, good. I just wanted
to say Starbucks sponsor us, I guess.
I guess Starbucks. We move on from Taco Bell and get Starbucks in here.
Well, all right. Let us know if you've tried this Pepto-Bismol thing or whatever the hell we're talking about here. No, I mean, it's riveting.
Well, are you going to try one now that I said it? No.
No.
Okay, good.
Are you going to buy one for me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that answers that question.
You did just ask, though, what did you do this week? And I do want to say you did ask our Facebook fans to give us questions, and we have plenty of questions. So
there were comments.
You didn't drop the ball.
Didn't drop the ball.
Yeah.
Noelle Mendelson asks on Facebook, if you could be any famous figure, politician, athlete, musician, alive or dead, for one day, who would you choose and why?
I think we all know mine, right? Serena Williams.
See, that could have gone Serena or Spice Girls.
Spice Girl.
That could have gone either way.
Oh my God, I had a dream that I was a Spice Girl.
Can we end it now?
Literally, Megan just threw her face into her hands.
Nicole's never coming back.
Nicole loves me, by the way.
Megan walked out, and Matt's reading emails.
Matt's reading emails. He's truly disconnected. You rolled your eyes back and threw your hands up.
I did. I was disgusted.
I just have to say this. I am so sorry. I know all last episode it was nothing but Spice Girls. I had a dream. Okay, it wasn't just that I was a Spice Girl. It's one thing if you're a Spice Girl, like, walking down the street. I was a Spice Girl who was on stage. Darren's checking her text messages
now. I am right now.
This is for all the fans.
This is for all of you.
It's just me and the fans now, so all of you can just go away. I had a dream. I walked out on stage, and people were cheering for us, and it was the most amazing thing. If you tell me you did this or something, Nicole just raised her hand. If she tells me she like knows a Spice Girl, I'm going to jump out the window.
I'm just curious when you had this dream.
Oh, okay. Nicole wants to know when I had the dream. It was like 3 days ago. Nicole's drunk, I think, by the
way. He's still smiling from it.
I just have to tell you, I don't have many dreams. And I mean,
you
I do.
Do.
I do have a lot of dreams. Oh, Nicole has another question. Oh, she was seven. She had a similar
dream. Thank you for the honesty. She goes, I had a similar dream, but I was like seven.
Yeah, listen, I'm 7 years old, and I'm completely fine with that. Anyway, it was just such an amazing...
Nicole's comments.
I know, they're good. We need to get her a mic. Let's give her Matt's mic. I'm just kidding, Matt. But no, it was just such a thrilling thing. I wanted to tell everybody this because I talk about this all the time, but I woke up with the biggest smile on my face. I felt like I was out there singing the songs with them.
Totally.
It was so fun. And I think you know, part of it might have been a connection from our Gramercy Theater show, because that was our first show where 400 people, a sold out theater, were cheering for us. And I had never felt something like that before. So, and I remember like replaying that moment in my head, and I was like, wow, this is what it feels like to be a Spice Girl. And so I think just, you know, all the synopsis in my head, all the synopsis in my head was making me have this dream.
I literally just dead set, and I just looked over. I shot everyone a look completely straight face. And
you know what?
At when I did that, everyone, I think, was in shock of what they were hearing.
Shocking.
Because I feel like everyone blacked
yes,
out.
Yes, that's true.
And then when they saw my face respond to you, they knew to come to again.
What
and they were shocked.
Matt, what is the issue?
The entire conversation is an issue. We're in our 30s. Are we not?
So? Go ahead. I'm listening.
Matt?
Exactly. My point.
Speechless. I mean, look. Matt? 400 people was sold out. That was great. But
yes.
Like, didn't the Spice Girls play like Wimble Stadium
I see.
Or whatever? Like,
Wimble Stadium. It's Wembley and I'm going
Wembley.
In June. Listen. Listen, yes, it's not Wembley Stadium. I get that. But I'm saying having a crowd cheer for you, thank you very much, and us and what we do.
Loved it.
I had never even come close to ever experiencing something like that.
I do understand that, John.
Okay, thank you. Everyone can sit down. Nicole, you and I are going to do another
podcast.
I love you, John. After the show.
I do love you, John.
I love you, too.
So your answer is, do you want to be Serena Williams for a day?
My answer is, I was already a Spice Girl, so I'm going to be Serena Williams. Okay, move on from this.
Oh, that's your answer.
Move on from this. Megan,
there's
stop laughing
so many
at me.
People I would want to be.
Yeah.
For a day.
Uh-huh. I can't wait to cackle in your face.
Okay.
When
well,
do
like,
this.
I would like to see what it's like to be maybe like Jeff Bezos for a day. Like,
that's
that could
one.
Be really cool. Like,
well,
I would like to be on a yacht.
He's been kind of busy. He's been
like,
busy.
That's fine.
Yep.
Lucille Ball would be a huge one for
Ooh,
me.
That would be great.
That's a
That'd
good
be an
one.
Amazing Jeff, person to be for a day.
Jeff.
I just want to be that rich and like go on
and
my yacht.
See what
I just want to
like
see what that's like. I just want to be in that house like where everything is just like there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's why I'm just trying to think of something like
yeah,
that.
No, that makes sense.
I was thinking like John D. Rockefeller,
yeah,
something like that. I also think it would be really fucking cool to be like, I don't know, Mick Jagger for a day.
Yeah,
like the front man of like a great rock and roll band. Fuck it, and I want to be Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay, so it's cool because it's Paul McCartney, but if it's a Spice Girl. It's unacceptable, and I'm 32 years old. Darren, don't look at
people.
Like, yes, is this not obvious?
You know
yes.
How dare
right
you?
Now,
how
I'm,
dare
I'm,
you?
Yes, yes.
Nicole,
yes.
Let's go. I'm out of here.
I just want yeah. everyone to get along. And
even though you're the one that did laugh the hardest, it's
well,
fine.
That's true.
I love your answers, by the way. Those are really interesting. By the way, get well soon, Mick Jagger. Didn't he just recently have a
he
heart
did.
Thing?
He yeah. did. Not yeah. now. I don't mean, but let me Jagger.
Well,
like
sure.
That.
Maybe at his prime health.
I have to say something.
Yes, what is yours?
After the Facebook questions, I have a spontaneous agenda item because I never get to add agenda
That's
items.
Okay, well, we have
but
two more questions.
Something happened to me this morning after the Facebook questions.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
What a tease.
All right.
Sarah Garzer, a question for John Thrasher-er. Sorry, Darren. Carp. I just found out I have a weird connection to the creator of Potterless. I run a social media for the high school he graduated from, and my boss knows him personally, which basically means I know him personally.
Uh-huh.
Haha. Anyways, I don't listen to the podcast, but would love to know if John Thrasher listens to it and his opinion. I plan to start listening soon.
So,
I wouldn't have read this question if I knew it was just you talking about Harry Potter, but I guess
no,
Sarah Garza.
I know. We'll make it quick. I don't. I don't listen to Potterless. I looked it up, and it turns out it's a podcast about a grown man. It's sort of marketed like this grown man who's first experiencing Harry Potter, you know, like learning it now at this age. It sounds like a really cool like idea, you know, like here's this grown man getting into something Harry Potter related. I don't listen. I will check it out. For the sake of not being attacked by everybody in the room, we'll move on from yet another one of my interests.
Has your boyfriend ever read Harry Potter?
He has. He just started because he knew I was such a big fan. Isn't
I was
going
to say, is yeah, that's yeah. really sweet because I was going to say, is a red flag if someone's never read Harry
no.
Potter or like...
No, of course not. I think,
not a red flag, but you wouldn't like it is what I mean.
I mean, it's obviously something we connect with now that he's read it. And I have two best friends of mine who are married, a husband and a wife. The wife is a huge Potter fan just like I am and has been since like we were kids. And I told the husband, I'm like, at what point are you just going to read these books so that you know what the hell we're talking about all the
right.
time?
Right. He's probably like, nah.
He's like, no, thanks. I'm moving on.
I mean, I got through 3.5 of them.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I stopped in the middle of Goblet of Fire. Just gave up.
Oh my God.
Gave up.
This show is off the motherfucking rails today.
Thank you so much, Sarah and Noelle, for your questions. Yes. We have one more from Laura Perez Higgins, who says, what movie left a significant imprint on you? Maybe it was just super emotional, or maybe it was messed up in a scary kind of way for me. I was scarred for life after watching The Exorcism of Emily Rose. I couldn't even finish it. So I went to college. I was always paranoid. Now, luckily, I'm over it. Significant imprint.
I think that she was sort of implying here, like, maybe it was messed up or scary. I don't know that any of those. I remember in high school, I don't know if I've talked about this on the show, but we had to have a paper signed by our parent or guardian to watch Schindler's List. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, obviously it's super horrifying.
Yeah.
And I had not seen the movie, and this was by 11th grade, I would say. And we watched it in my history class, and I remember being, like, emotionally, like, for like weeks after I watched this movie. I mean, it's a good teaching movie, by the way. You learn the horrors of the Holocaust
it's
in
a
very
movie.
Direct
it's a
way.
Great movie.
Very good movie by Steven Spielberg. But I just remember like feeling a very deep, dark sadness for a long time after that. I think it's kind of actually why I really gravitate towards Spice World, Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
You're not doing this.
Significant impact.
It was a significant impact.
Significant.
In that it made me love these types of movies again.
Significant.
Okay, there you go.
Well, my answer's not going to be that.
Okay.
My favorite movie of all time is American Beauty.
Okay.
Love that movie.
I love that movie. That's a good one. I haven't seen it in a while.
Wouldn't say significant imprint. I would say the movie that I...
I watch a lot of documentaries.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, certainly there's been a lot of docs like Mommy, Dead, and Dearest. I've talked about a lot with Munchausen by Proxy. That was just so hard to watch. It was really impossible to get through. But one of the movies that I really remember watching whenever it first came out, so I was younger, that I think about quite often is Boys Don't Cry with Hilary Swank. And the fact that that was a real, real story about Brandon and Tina, and it... I've always loved Hilary Swank. I just really like her parts. I really like her as an actress. You know, Million Dollar Baby made me cry. There's just so many things I really loved her in. And that movie in particular, it was really the first movie I ever saw about being, you know,
I
don't
want to
being a little different, you know, maybe being bullied. And this is obviously a lot serious. You know, she was in a less accepting place and it was a different time. And it wasn't so much of being gay, but really, you know, being trans. And it really had an impact on me as a gay person, but also just as a human, you know, and like what humanity is really capable of and how horrible the story really is. And I just thought that was like really the first movie, even maybe before its time, to really come out and draw attention to these horrible issues that happen.
Definitely. How old were you when you first saw that one?
What year did it come out? Do you guys have it pulled up? Can you look
that
up on
it.
Your computer? It's just probably easier than on my phone. I saw it when it first came out. I was really into it. Probably like 1999, something like that.
99.
So I was, you know, 11 years old when it came out, and I do remember seeing it. And, you know, listen, it's hard to watch as an 11-year-old. My parents were very liberal, and, you know, they let us watch kind of everything. I was watching Oz when it came out at 7, so I've seen, like, terrible things. But yeah, I definitely remember seeing that movie, and you know, it still affects me today, and it's honestly one of my favorite movies, honestly.
Yeah, I love that. I remember watching it in like college. I can't say I remember all the details, but I know that for a lot of gay people in particular, it's a quintessential movie. Similarly to that, not as heavy as of
course.
You're
like Spice World.
No, I won't get into Spice World, but one of the movies, and I had a chance to thank somebody that was in this movie, Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. Are you familiar with that show with Wesley Snipes and the drag? They were all drag queens taking a road trip.
Yes.
I was very young and I saw this. It was maybe airing on, say, something like VH1 or, you know, when they would play movies like, you know, like that. And I just remember like loving this movie because it was so whimsical. Megan's agreeing. So whimsical, so free. I have never personally wanted to be a drag queen or anything like that. But, you know, and this is part not, I won't go into the Spice Girls. I talked about it last week, but the confidence in these drag queens, I really connected with.
Absolutely.
And I felt like if I could emulate their confidence, I could get through anything.
Yeah.
And same with Spice Girls. I won't go into it. I'm just saying. But I remember that movie just gave me so much confidence, especially Noxzema Jackson, played by Wesley Snipes. It's just such...
Great name.
Yeah. And she was such a great, like... mixture of that confidence with the humor, which with security and bravery. And I think anybody, especially young children, no matter your sexual orientation, could really learn from that. And so that was one that really kind of imprinted on me. I could tell you every word to that movie, by the way, if it were airing right now.
These are great questions, by the way.
Yes, Laura, thank you guys.
Noelle, Sarah, honestly, thank you so much. We're going to get to the other ones that were also that I did a call to action to, because I know there were other ones that people wanted to get through. But thank you guys so much for the preliminary stuff.
I think the people want to hear from me as well.
Well, I was going to say, before we get to Matt's story,
I want to
which
say,
will end it.
Yes.
We have to shout out happy birthday to someone.
Yes, happy birthday to Shayna or Shanna. I think it's Shayna.
Happy fucking birthday.
She mentioned in the Facebook group it was her birthday. We can't get to everyone's birthday, but if I catch it, I'll usually throw it in there. So happy birthday,
happy
Shayna.
Happy birthday.
All right, Matt,
now's your time.
Oh, for the movies? I was gonna say this. I could answer some. I don't really have a favorite movie.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say Kurosawa, the direct Japanese director.
Yeah.
The Seven Samurai.
Okay.
Never saw it.
You should watch it.
This movie came out in the 1700s. Yes, yes.
It came out in like the 50s.
When Matt
just
was
a slide
when
just
I was 35
years old.
And then there's another movie by Kurosawa. I don't know why I'm doing the Kurosawa thing, but
that's okay.
Well, called To Live, that is really good.
Okay,
you guys should. This is your assignment. Watch these movies.
Are these movies that affected you? And if so, what way? In what way?
They did. I mean, Schindler's List affected me more, but
of course,
there's something about these films and this director that were just humanity is just brought to life. I don't know how to describe
what
you're
saying.
Like, you just feel
it sticks with you. It sticks with you. Yeah.
And there's something very special about this director in these movies.
Cool.
Okay, so get to your story. I gotta pee.
Yes.
And we all are on Darren's pee schedule, apparently.
I had drinks. I had to pee.
We have things to do.
But go ahead, Matt. My bladder will hold.
I can give you a cup.
No, I mean,
that is so gross.
I have a cup.
Continue, please.
Okay,
Matt.
So last night I'm staying at this place in Brooklyn.
Okay.
At this apartment, right?
Got it.
I have an apartment in Brooklyn.
It's not mine.
I went to the... That's true.
Clarifying.
Yeah, we should clarify
that's
that.
That's true. I went into the backyard and this boy... on a balcony on the third story, because my place is on the ground floor.
Balcony of your own building or another building?
Next door neighbor.
Okay.
Was stuck between the grate.
Oh my God.
Like a grate so nobody could break in, like an iron grate.
Right.
Back porch. Not porch, balcony.
Balcony, yeah.
And the door was locked. So he was stuck in between there. And he was yelling and banging on the door. And it took me a while to even see what was going on. I stood on this chair and I was like trying to look. I'm like, what is going on? And then I was like, hey, are you all right? Like, he wouldn't answer me. The next door neighbors are like, the whole building is Hasidic. And I think something about the cultural difference. Like, he didn't really want to. You know,
respond
with,
yeah
me. So then I went in side and then I like was like, should I call the police or whatever, and then I went back outside and he was gone. Now he was let back in.
Okay,
this was a punishment. And I talked to somebody else who's like, that boy is gets stuck out there sometimes. And the person I talked to didn't realize that he was in between a fucking grate. Like, there's enough room for his body and that's it. And I was gonna call the police, but then he was already inside.
Yeah.
So I woke up and I wrote this letter, which actually looks like a fucking serial killer letter. Like,
did you handwrite it?
He put magazine paper clippings in it.
Okay, this is gonna pause because I have to show you.
Okay. Yeah, Matt's handwriting.
Matt's
may
showing me this.
Not be...
Oh my God. It does look like a serial killer.
It looks like the Golden State Killer wrote that.
It's
I don't know. It's weird.
Weird
to me. What did you write exactly?
It's actually terrifying. the actual way that it looks. I think if I got a letter, I would be pretty fucking scared.
May I pause you for 1 second? Who did you talk to? You said you had talked to somebody and learned it was a punishment. Was it like his parents?
No.
Oh.
Someone that lived in my building.
In your building. Got
yes.
it. Okay.
Who said
they're aware
out there
of.
Sometimes they've seen the same thing.
Ah, got it. Okay.
It doesn't last long.
Okay.
But if you're a fucking stuck between a grate and a, like, whatever.
Was the boy like screaming for help or what was his reaction?
He was like, ah!
Oh, and God.
He, banging on the door to get in. Ah! He was very upset.
I hate this. Yeah.
So I wrote this letter and then I went over and I taped it to the door. It was like a full piece of paper.
To the door of the building.
To the door of their building.
Okay.
And it just said, to the people.
Oh, God.
On the third floor, I am your neighbor and I am going to call the police the next time you lock your child out of the house and stuck between an iron grate and the balcony door.
Yeah.
That is clearly child abuse.
Thank you, Matt. Yes.
Good job, Matt.
And then as I was walking away, I saw somebody come out of the building and read it. I don't know if they were from the third floor or whatever, but
well,
I was like,
good for you, Matt.
Yeah, that is good for you. I mean, I guess you have to always respect cultural differences, but I think when it comes to a world of maybe potential child abuse, you have to breach that line.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I did think about the cultural thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think,
and you're very respectful of those things.
Of course. I mean, he's a parent, so he's going to know.
I get that, but like to see a little boy, I mean, you wouldn't, like a dog in a crate has a lot more room than that.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
He couldn't even move.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Other than to like knock on the door. Like, that's terrifying.
I think you should call the police anyway.
Jesus, I'm fucking scared.
Honestly.
The next time it happens,
and I would film
I
it.
Will.
And film it on your
that
phone,
that was
too.
Worth having to pee really badly for,
yeah,
though.
That
I
was
will
good.
Say, at least you redeemed yourself.
That's true.
For that. But horrible thing to see, and good
experience.
For you for sticking up for it. Yeah. Jesus.
I know. I'm always worried about that type of stuff. Like, when I see things happening in public, I'm like,
well, you never
do
know.
I want to interject myself?
It's hard to know. You know what I mean? Because, like, you can't parent the world, and
no,
everyone has
true.
Their own different method. And
you're so good. You're like very smart. Like the way you say things is just like, you know, I stumble through my words. Wait till you hear Sunday's episode, by the way.
Oh,
it's really
we kept
fun.
It in. Megan's not editing it.
But you just really like make things sound great.
That's a good way to end because I feel good.
Well, I'm ending. Nicole and I are leaving. All of
you guys can go on your honeymoon. I'm gonna go pee.
The John and Nicole show will be premiering on next week's iTunes. Like,
yeah,
see you guys.
I quit,
then.
Basically.
Yeah, because I'm clearly
I'll
not
still be peeing.
Yeah, Darren will be peeing.
Week straight, but peeing.
Well, it is good though, Nicole. Thank you for joining us. That
come
if
back
Darren,
anytime,
if
Nicole,
Darren
come
can't
back anytime.
Make it, you and I will have a show. Okay,
everyone, thank you so much for listening. We are full episode on Sunday. Make sure you follow all of us on social media at Jay Thrasher, at Carpe Darren, at Matt_the_bartender. Aww. Our voicemail line is open, so make sure you call 212-664-2072.
We did that on a whim.
Woo!
bye
everyone.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.